Camp friends and family, welcome back to episode 2 of the New England Camp Podcast. We're so happy that you're joining us today. We have kind of a special episode in store for you. We actually had Bud Copeland, Director of Membership and Engagement, on the field grabbing some live commentary and reflections on the 2022 Fall Camp Tours. So join Bud as he speaks with Dan Emmons, Jackie Ross, Jolly Corley, and Stevie Falk. And just an overall introduction into what Fall Camp Tours means for our organization and for our industry of camp professionals. So before we get into things, I want to say a special thanks to StickersAndMore.com and Anchor Industries, Inc. for sponsoring the Fall Camp Tours. So without further ado, sit back and relax and enjoy the episode.
One of the benefits of working in camp is we're part of a unique industry where competitors are, by and large, also your colleagues and friends. Camp people aren't afraid to share tips, tricks, and best practices. They may keep some recipes locked up, but overwhelmingly, camp people are communal and share the overall mission of better camping for all. So, each fall, ACA New England reaches out to a mixture of camps in a specific part of the region and organizes camp tours. We show up, they show us everything, we ask questions, they give answers, and everybody goes home enriched. This year, the tours took us to New Hampshire to Camp Cabian, Camp Brookwoods and Deer Run, Camp Hale, Camp Tecumseh, and Camp Robindale. A few dozen dedicated camp pros packed a rain jacket for day one, sunglasses for day two, and a great attitude for the entire ride, and the 2022 resident camp tours were a success. While out there, we caught up with a couple of attendees to get a quick reaction and any recommendations coming from the tours.
All right, now we're talking to Dan Emmons has decided he's going to give us a couple of seconds, a couple of minutes out of his camp tours day, and I'd like him to introduce himself. Give us your name, rank, camp, and where it's located.
Sure. So I am Dan. I am the director of Kingsley Pines Camp. We're in Raymond, Maine, a co-ed residential open air.
Just Raymond, Maine, God's country up there. So, and what so far, we're into day two right now on the tours, so but this is going to be 3 or 4 weeks later when we're listening to it, but what so far have you seen, heard, observed, talked to somebody that you're already kind of tucking away saying, I'm going to explore this more when I get back?
A weirdly specific thing is a salad bar that plugs in so I don't have to put ice in it all of the time. So that was like such a specific kitchen equipment thing that I loved, and I'm going to try to maybe go buy that one. And a couple health center ideas to make it more efficient.
I love that. And I don't even know if I need to ask the third question, which is, do you need a reason to, you know, what would you say to people thinking about going on tours in the future? But if you need more reason than a plug-in salad bar, I don't know. But obviously, Dan, you signed up for these. You're getting a little something out of them now. What would you say to people who didn't come or they couldn't come? What would you say to encourage them to come next time?
It's always interesting, even if it's a completely different type of camp than yours, and even if like the ideas aren't going to work at your place, it's always interesting to see how other people do something. Even if you're not going to just take part and parcel what they use, it's fascinating to see other people. So.
Variety is the spice of life. Thanks, Dan.
All right. Thanks.
All right, Stevie Falk. We talked to her last time on the camp tours, and we ran into her on these camp tours. So Stevie Falk, Fernwood Cove. And real quick, this is the beginning of day two. So day one, you went and saw some camps. You went and saw Cabian. You went and saw, what was the other camp?
Brookwoods and Deer Run.
So what's something that you saw from day one that you've already tucked away? Because when we talked to you a couple weeks ago, you said, I'm out there to just be a sponge. So what is something you saw from day one, either saw, heard, observed, or even just got conversation that you're going to take home?
Very different programming at those camps, but they did have this board at Deer Run where they schedule cabin night activities, and it's a whiteboard, and we have something that looked very similar, and I might steal that and redo ours this winter so that it looks more like that, because it looked like it worked much better than our system.
Thank you so much. Have fun on day two. All right, day two continuing here, and I'm joined by Jolly Corley, and I'm going to let her introduce the rest of her introduction.
Hi, Jolly Corley, as you said, from Camp Robindale for Girls over in Moultonboro on Lake Winnipesaukee.
Lake Winnipesaukee. It was a mouthful for a Southern boy to learn how to say. All right, so you are not just attending the tours. You all are also hosting us on the tours. So two-parter. why did you all choose to host and why did you choose to go?
So the reason we decided to host, well, there's one logistical reason, and that was that I was going to be up here. I actually spent my winters in Minnesota, and we were going to be here because we hosted a disabled veterans fishing derby right before the tour. So it worked out really well. And then I've always wanted to do this, but because I'm usually back in Minnesota, coming back out to New England for a tour of other camps makes it a little tricky.
So. That's fair enough. So is there something that you have seen today or on other tours that you're already tucking away in your back pocket for when you get back to camp?
Yes. So I will say it was so yesterday. I'm only actually, this is my first tour ever to do. So yesterday we went to three camps, two, I guess, technically, but a boys and a girls camp, and then Cabian. And it was so good that I immediately texted my co-director, who lives in Oregon, and said, we are going to make sure we come back next year to do this. It is absolutely worth it. I learned so much just on little things, especially facilities and how other people run. And you run camp, and you learn that at conferences. But it's kind of like when you're at camp and you can make your to-do list so much better and more clearly. You think when you're going to get home, you'll make that to-do list. You're like, yeah, yeah, I won't forget. And then you get home, you're like, wait, I forgot a whole list of things. And then you get back at camp, you're like, how did I forget that? So when you're at these camps and you're seeing it, it's actually just more vivid, more real. I don't even know how to explain it, but absolutely. I told her, from Oregon and Minnesota, we're coming back next year. We're going to do these tours. This is, and you're in camps that are in similar climates as yours, similar, you know, so when if you're talking facilities, they know what winter's like here, you know, in New England. So it there's just all sorts of things, whether it was programming or facilities. It was totally worth it. I can't even, I would keep going 100 miles an hour to give specifics, but you probably have a time limit on this podcast.
Never a time limit for good information and good interactions. It sounds like, just like the camp experience, you have to be there to get the fullest out of it. So thank you so much, Jolly. We look forward to seeing camp later. Yep. So I would say it's unexpected, but it is. We talked to her a couple weeks ago, and we knew she was going to be here. So we found Jackie Ross on the tours, and I just wanted to snag her as we wrap up day two of the camp tours and ask, Jackie, thank you for taking a minute. And what have you picked up, or what have you seen, or who have you talked to? What is an idea or something that you're already taking away from this experience?
The greatest thing has been the honesty of the camp directors and camp staff that have walked us around. They really allow you to get kind of the inside scoop as far as when constructing new facilities, what works, what doesn't work, what are the things to think about, who to bring in. So as far as coming from the standpoint of an organization who is looking to build new and expand our programs, it's great to hear the wisdom and stories that other camp professionals have gone through, and I think that's one of the biggest takeaways.
Thank you so much. We'll let you get on your day.
By all definitions of the word, the 2022 New England Camp Tours were a success. We had good food, good friends, good fun, great information exchanged, and wonderful energy and great vibes. So if you missed them this year, rest assured there will be more coming in the future. And as always, should you have questions for us about the camp tours, ACA, or anything else camp, reach out to your friends at acanewengland.org. Kyle, back to you.
Thanks, Bud, as always. Wow, what a great smorgasbord of experiences and reflections and live insight into the fall camp tour. So thanks again so much for everybody who took time out of their day to share more about their experience and just kind of what people can look forward to next year. We're really excited about always being able to connect with fellow camp professionals, and we hope that you can join the party. So that's all we got for today. So as always, please feel free to like, comment, subscribe, all that good stuff. Let us know what we can do to bring this podcast to you more conveniently, and we will continue to bring the content. Thanks again to stickersandmore.com and Anchor Industries, Inc. for sponsoring Fall Camp Tours. And that's it. Over and out.